Alaska's Republican Congressman Don Young says a campaign finance reform bill passed in the U.S. House infringes on freedom of speech. The Disclose Act narrowly passed 219 to 206 yesterday, with most Democrats and only two Republicans supporting it. 36 Democrats voted no. The bill tightens the disclosure requirements for corporate and union spending on political campaigns. Supporters say that will keep them from having undue and anonymous influence. Corporations and nonprofits that spend money on political ads would have to reveal their top five donors, and company CEOs would have to appear in the ads to endorse them, the way political candidates currently do. But the bill's detractors say it limits freedom of speech and hurts businesses' ability to get involved in elections. Representative Young says if Congress really wants to reform campaigns and politics, it could go about it in a more direct way.
If they really wanted to change politics, they would change it where there would only be 3 months of campaigning. But you can't do that right now. You know, it's under the Constitution, campaign for 2 years or 4 years, which they're doing. And so, you know, there could be maybe a limitation on money spent on media. I mean, but they say that's a freedom of speech. Well, we're talking about getting elected here, and that would change the system.
In order to get broader support for the Disclose Act, Democratic leadership had to make exemptions for some groups, starting with the National Rifle Association. That led to other exceptions on both sides of the political spectrum, liberal ones like the American Civil Liberties Union and conservative ones like the National Right to Life Committee. Young says he's at least glad the NRA was left out, but says piling on other exemptions defeats the whole point of the bill.
I'm glad NRA is excluded, but they're going to exclude 10 other groups, too. So what have they done? I mean, if they really want to address this issue, they have to really change how you can express yourself before being elected.
The Disclose Act may have passed the House, but it's unclear how much success it will have in its current form in the Senate, where no Republicans are yet on board and some Democrats are critical. The bill is in response to a January Supreme Court decision that overturned campaign spending limits for corporations and unions. That led to an outcry that big business would pour money unchecked into elections and control the political agenda.